0000 WTNT 35 KNHC 141,454 Bat 5 Bulletin Hurricane Echo Beto Advisory Number 12 National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024 11 AM Atlantic Standard Time Wednesday, August 14, 2024 Echo Beto becomes a hurricane north of Puerto Rico. Significant flooding likely across Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands as heavy rains persist. Summary of 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time 1500 hours Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 20.5 north 67.6 west. About 175 miles, 280 kilometers northwest, of San Juan, Puerto Rico. About 835 miles, 1,340 kilometers south-southwest, of Bermuda. Maximum sustained wind 75 miles per hour, 120 kilometers per hour. Present movement northwest, or 310 degrees at 16 miles per hour, 26 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 991 millibar, 29.27 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A tropical storm warning is in effect for British Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Vieques and Culebra. A tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. Interests in Bermuda should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. A hurricane watch may be required for the island later today. For storm information specific to your area in the United States, including possible inland watches and warnings, please monitor products issued by your local National Weather Service Forecast Office. For storm information specific to your area outside of the United States, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and Outlook. At 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 1500 hours Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 20.5 north, longitude 67.6 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the northwest near 16 miles per hour, 26 kilometers per hour. A turn toward the north-northwest and north is expected later today and tonight, with a generally northward motion at a slower forward speed continuing through Saturday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto will continue to move away from Puerto Rico today, move across the western Atlantic during the next few days, and approach Bermuda Friday and Saturday. Data from Air Force Reserve and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 75 miles per hour, 120 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 35 miles, 55 kilometers, from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 230 miles, 370 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure is 991 mb, 29.27 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AUPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadc-5.shtml. Rainfall. Tropical storm Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 6 inches over the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. Rainfall totals of 6 to 8 inches, with maximum amounts of 10 inches, are expected across southeastern Puerto Rico, with totals of 2 to 4 inches across northwestern Puerto Rico. Rainfall associated with Echo Beto may begin to affect Bermuda on Thursday. For a complete depiction of forecast rainfall associated with Tropical Storm Echo Beto, please see the National Weather Service Storm Total Rainfall Graphic, available at hurricanes.gov/graphics_@5.shtml? Rain QPF wind. Tropical storm conditions, especially in gusts, will continue across the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Vieques, and Culebra through the day. Surf. Swells generated by Ecobedo are affecting portions of the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. These swells will reach the southeastern Bahamas today and Bermuda and the rest of the Bahamas on Thursday. Swells are expected to reach the east coast of the United States Thursday night and continue into the weekend. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office. Next advisory. Next intermediate advisory at 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Next complete advisory at 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Berg.